Bless your eyes, Bart.
So let me make a quick recap of what he said yesterday. So he says, end of Havdalah, end of Shabbos, one says Havdalah to show the end of this special day. And just like many, we show them, a lot we show them whole, just like on Shabbos when it comes in, there's a mitzvah natur to make Kiddush. Who are they when it goes out? There's a mitzvah natur making Havdalah. Goes together. Many Rishon hold like this. Other Rishon hold that Havdalah on Mosh Shabbos is Drabonon. Okay. Makes a lachamina. We said, well, it's Derais Drabonon, makes a lachamina. For example, a Ben Yud Gimel, we're not sure Borsh Seh Sar, whether you can make it, or you've got a doubt, you're not sure. Sorry? A doubt, you're not sure whether it's Rabbits or not, you're not sure how old he is. Then we spoke about. Let's just find where we are here. A few please. We spoke about who's chayv in Havdalah. So we said that men and boys are definitely chayv in Havdalah. Women is a question. Women is a machlokes, whether women are obligated in Havdalah. Some hold it's chayv, mamish, like normal, like same as a man, same as Shabbos, they're chayv in, so they're chayv in Havdalah. And others hold that Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos is different. Because of this, Moshi, the Mishnah Berurah rules that, the Mechaber says actually, it's better for a woman to make Havdalah herself rather than someone else to make it for her. Because it could be you can't be made to her once you've already made. There's no doing of Arabus. That means if she wants to make herself, the Bach says, that she's allowed to do. It's not worse than Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. So if she wants to make herself Havdalah, she's going, even if you hold your potter, but she's allowed to mechayel herself to make Havdalah. It's not worse than Tkiya Shofar. She's allowed to hear the Shofar, she's allowed to do all the different mitzvahs. She makes a bracha and says lulav, she's allowed to. So the Bach says it's not worse than that. Let's just find it where it is. Here it is. Yes, on the roll. How wrong was she? Let's just find where it is.
They have to make a dollar in the
Now, that's this. Let's see what. Well, there's a different parasha. Let's just have a look here. Where is this about the race? Sunday four, Sukhas. Not Sukhas, but Abdullah, the Shaykh Shaykh. If one recites the Chayyim the same, yes, we should have. Others disagree. On that, the Ramal says, Al Kain, Lo Yabdila Atzman, right, Shaykh Abdullah, Atzman. The best is really, they should make up for themselves. Because they've got this doubt of whether they're Chayyim themselves in Abdullah or not, since they're not sure whether they're Chayyim or not, one should say they are. One should say a potter. So it's better to hear from someone else. The question is, why is it they can't hear from someone else? This happens sometimes in Moshe, and I'm on it by myself, for example. And Moshe, in the middle of summer, 11 o'clock at night, is very, very late. So she doesn't want her to go to her neighbor to hear Havdalah. What's she supposed to do then? What happens? So, Ramal says that she shouldn't do it. I can't know you have to deal with that, man. She shouldn't make Havdalah, so she should hear from someone else. So about a phone, hopefully we'll be able to speak about another time when you can hear Havdalah on a phone. Let's leave that for the time being. But what's the other option? And let's say she doesn't want to go out. It's very late at night, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's
not married. She doesn't make Havdalah on the place.
Sorry?
That's, no, we spoke about that yesterday. It's an important point you're saying. But there's a few things. Even if you make Havdalah in davening, you say, Atokhan on top of you, or you say, Baruch HaMavdil, there's still a chiyuv to make Havdalah on the place. So you make it, you knock it down to Dravonim maybe. But you still got a chiv to make up all the things. See, I'm fact. But my son, many we show home. Remember, I said many we show home. She's chayv. Most we show home. She's chayv. Yeah, but she's got the rabban to chiv. She's really got the rabban to go. So it's interesting. Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, let's Mishnah Chayv look. If they've already made Havdalah, the men have been Yotz Havdalah, they should not make for the woman again. According to Shitta, which holds their potter, it's a brachah matzolah to make for the woman.
Why?
Because they don't need to hear Havdalah. If they don't need to hear Havdalah, it's a brachah matzolah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei, Vasebe Zachoy Lavron. He brings that you can make up dollars. Some poskim say you can make for the women. Says the Mishnah, ancient Rosh, what he says here, Mikol Moklin, Lama Lonu Lahakis Asum a Chashash Sofik. Why should we bring ourselves into a Chashash Sofik, making a bracha, Achre Tehi Yechoy Lahakim Asum, she can only make herself. So it looks like in Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got a choice of two things, the man making for her, and she making herself, of course it's better she makes herself. But on of the option where she doesn't want to make herself, let's say she's not going to do herself, it looks like a recent rule, then she could really make herself. And many are going to take on like this, and I say, if it's difficult for her, then she'll be allowed to make herself.
But they don't.
They don't. I'm not sure, not everyone does. I think some do. I'm saying in the summer. Yeah, Rowan, I mean, in the summer. No, first of all, the last thing, a lot of people might be, because for some reason a woman shouldn't drink alcohol or wine.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly the reason is. I'll pick a boy. I'm not sure what the reason is exactly. So therefore, huh?
You shouldn't
go there. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but they say, so for that reason itself, a lot of women don't make enough dollars. But in a case where you've got no choice, it's zecha better. I'm saying, nach could be he. By the time someone gets home from shul, it'll be 11:30 at night. Sorry, 11 o'clock, the washing is nach. By the time someone comes home, it'll be 11:30. It's very, very late for these people. They're like, you know, a lot of people like to be better. So I'm saying, it's a tricky situation.
When she makes it, someone she has to drink.
Yeah, someone has to drink the wine. Okay. She makes it for someone who gives a shit, maybe. She makes it for a child who gives a shit, maybe that also helps. Someone has to drink the wine. That's an interesting, I must say, let's just come to what you're saying. You asked a good question over here. Can you dumb and marry before now? Can you make up a dollar before now?
You can marry before
now. Hold on. Yeah, so it's interesting how lucky it is. Hold on. In race study Gimel, let's just come to what you're saying. What's your first name? In the summer. Yeah, what's your first name?
Yeshua.
Yeshua. Ah, that's an easy name. I've got a boy called Yeshua. I should remember that name. Alright, got a nice smile like you've got. Ray study Gimel, Steve Gimel. Ni Shahu Onus. Someone who's is honest, he's got no choice, Moshe, he's stuck. So going to Soy Lahashikala Tchum Dva Mitzah, Yochel Ispala Shemot Shah Taka Minchal Mahal. You're allowed to double. Don't get too excited, no one go out yet, because I'm finished yet, yeah? You're allowed to double if you have to from Plaga Mincha. Funny thing that means you double Mariv of Motzah Shabbos from Plaga Mincha onwards. That's the same as what we do on Erev Shabbos, yeah? We do it the other way around. On Erev Shabbos, we make Kabbalah Shabbos on Erev Shabbos early. We daven Mariv early on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
In Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah. Here's much more of a Hirish, yeah. So here the Machabah says over here, Yachat Moshe Moshe Shabbos, Blaga Milchal Amala, or Lechat Kum Miyach, and you could do Abdullah straight away. Can you light them there?
No.
Definitely not. It's proper Shabbos, yeah? The louder we have, Ava Loy Baruch Alan Air, of course you can't make a Baruch Alan Air.
What's the Havdalah?
It's like you're doing it about, like you make Kiddush on Friday afternoon.
You can't bring in the Shabbos,
you can't bring in the Chol. Vaistoy is that Plag Amincha time is a regular demand of the next day to a certain degree.
Havdalah
is a Kiddush, yeah, it's a Kiddush, you're right. What is it? Well, I haven't finished yet, yeah? Says the Mechaba.
Sorry, I'm sure.
You can do that. Obviously, you can't do work then, yeah? Add, say, it's like a home to the start. This is very problematic. The Machab is saying, and Ramal is saying, that it's Shaikha Heikha Tips of a person making Havdalah early. That means in the Moshe, he's honest, he has to be somewhere. I know someone talking about he had a flight to catch. He's talking about this problem. It's interesting. He's got a flight to catch, he's got to be in the airport. Whatever time is very shortly after Nach from Motzei Shabbos. And what do you call it? So he's got to get a taxi. Mummy's there. As soon as Motzei Shabbos is there, he's got to get a taxi there, which is also not so simple. Wow. But the Maisa, that's what he's going to do. Can he double marry and make up dollar early? That was his shayla. I'm not going to tell you what I told him. But I must tell you, someone told me once, the Rav told me once for someone else. Well, interesting thing. Someone filled up a Rav during Hanukkah. He said, I don't know what to do. Where should I light? My neighbor's Hanukkah. I'm flying, I've got a big shayla, I'm flying from one place to another, from America to another, where I'm flying, and I'm going to miss the area, the time to light. Where shall I light my neighbor's Hanukkah? So Rav said to him, Moshe, why didn't you ask the shayla before you put the ticket? That makes more sense. There's no point asking the shayla now, Moshe. You have to ask the shayla before you bought your ticket. I just say that's what we bought from Rav Sacher Front this week, actually. Someone phoned up a rabbi at 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, a woman, a rabbi, said, I don't know what to do. What should I do? Where should we sit Shiva? I said, well, slow down. What's going on? She said, Bob, my husband just lost his mother in Israel. We live in America. Where should we sit Shiva? So he asked a few questions and everything. He said, look, the bottom line is, where does your husband want to sit Shiva? Rabbi said, my husband's fast asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't understand. Why should I wake my husband up? We might have to wait for the next morning. That's good. So, yeah, my she.
I love that one.
The kids are, back. So the last one is, I must say what the Mishnah Berurah says on this. You sure? Right, listen carefully. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hi, Mikol Mokoyim." Nevertheless, Kosru Acharonim Dein Nasakim. One should not do this if one can. This eighth is not ideal. For the onlooker, it looks very, very strange. He shouldn't do it. I mean, obviously, you need to do it. The nicer, sometimes very hard. I mean, there was a certain place, I think, where they made a meeting for Bochum, I think, that they used to do this, that they used to double on Motzei Shabbos very late. They used to double early. But it looks like Mr. Ruud doesn't like it. I'm sure others are how you can. It's very possible to say in a mitzvah, we don't generally do this, and we should try to avoid it if we can. We should try to avoid this. Okay. Coming to tonight, I mean, we're really into tonight's here, but let me just see what we're talking about. What can I see? Oh, I don't look at them, which I can't find. It starts. Where is she? Oh, so we said about making himself, we're talking about that, making Arabic, go to that. Oh, now the shayla is, for example, when do you say Abdullah? So my one is we the normal seder that we do is in davening in Maariv, a person's atachin on top. Why would if someone gets up to Baruch Atah Hashem, he said Hashem's name Moshe, yeah, but he's not finished chayin Abdullah, so he realizes he's not said atachin on top. Should he say I'm daily chukecha and then go back to atachin on top? The answer is he should not. Actually, he doesn't say that. Doesn't go back. In fact, he shouldn't say it anywhere. Doesn't say Ishmael Kelenu. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can say in a kind of so actually Atachon Antonu. I've never heard this before till today. That if the person wants, you can say Atachon Antonu in a kind of so before the last second Hilah Otsin. Before you say that, you say Atachon Antonu. I don't think we do this. Generally speaking, I don't think we do this. Since he's going to make Abdullah Kodesh, the Ma'aser it's not Ma'akim, it's Atachon Antonu, and therefore he can leave it. He doesn't have to. He doesn't go back for it at all, and he leaves it. Just by the way, interesting halacha. Someone forgot the mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so he davened Maariv twice. Twice Maariv. What you do, he says, hold on, Moshe, this, you have to be mavdil in the first one, because the first one's Motzei Shabbos, really. The first one that you're davening is the Motzei Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore you make Habdolah, you say, Atachor on turn in that one, and not in the second one. Right? Yeah? Yeah, that's the problem if you do it all the way around. But I'm saying, what you're supposed to do, someone missed that, someone just told me this actually, this guy, he told me he got shul, he's overslept on Shabbos, now in the winter, so he's overslept Shabbos afternoon, he missed Mincha, so he'd have done Maariv twice. So he was taught by some Chochem, I don't know who it was, that he's got to done the Shabbos once. He's got to, he says, no, this Chochem told him about the Shabbos that you only done once for an Esra. Why? You can't make up for the Shabbos one. You can't done the Shabbos one on Friday on Mosh Shabbos. It's a nice idea, right? It's wrong. You've done 2 weekly Shmoneh Esrus. The first Shmoneh Esrus is Atachon Antonu. In the second Shmoneh Esrus, you do not say Atachon Antonu. That is what you're supposed to do.
The Gemara says,
why am I by mistake? A person, the first one did not say Atachon Antonu, and the second one he did. And then he's even shown us that the second one is the middle one, which is wrong. That one says no good. So again, I'm watching, someone missed out Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, Moshi. He done with Maariv twice, and Maariv twice, he says the first one is Atachon Antonu, the second one is no Atachon Antonu. Interesting. Because you need to mask it once, Mishra says. Once you mention it's Mosh Shabbos, that's already enough. That's what he said. That's halacha number one. We missed out mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Right. If he didn't daven on Motzei Shabbos, another case now, someone didn't daven on Motzei Shabbos, he missed out Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. So he davens now Shachris twice. Now, where do you say Atachon Antonu? Do you say Atachon Antonu? So this is the steer of Mishbu actually, very interesting halacha. So I must say I didn't uncut this. So if he's been mavdil al kois, if he's already done Abdullah al kois, in one place Mishbu says you don't say Atachon Antonu. Yeah? And then there's another shaila, it's a bit of a steerer, and then there's another shaila, where do you say Atachon Antonu? So Mishbu says Atachon Antonu in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Because that's making up for Motzei Shabbos. Very interesting. Someone missed out Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. So now he's done on Sunday, two Shmoneh Esrus. Where did he say Atachon Antonu?
The second one.
So the Mishnah Berurah says in one place you say Atachon Antonu, the second one. The second one's making up about Shabbos.
Second
Shabbos. Yeah, but we'll risk a wrong other time. That it's the first Shmoneh Esrus after Mosh Shabbos, Atachon Antonu. It's a din in the first Shmoneh Esrus. So my point is about where you're talking. Okay, hopefully that's not shown again.
Actually, the first Knesset is a Haftorah for Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the Shlomo is the second Shmetzah.
That's always like that. The Shlomo and the Shlomo is the second one.
He's showing you the Shlomo first before the Chiyuv.
No, because they're saying it's a different dinner. Here they're saying that what is actually not Shlomo.
That's a normal situation.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not normal. Here's the Shabbos.
Yeah, that's interesting.
If you've got Midrash
on Shabbos afternoon,
and he comes down 2 miles on the Shabbos.
So that's one. I don't
know. He knows it's his march from there, so they've got to come on. Right, he's done those march.
That's a good question. I must say, I thought the mice said that's okay, but it looks like from a short march.
No,
what do you mean?
No,
I'm saying it's worse in this case. If you say I've come from in one, but not in the second one, that's worse.
Yeah, he didn't say the first one, but he knows he's saying the first
one. Oh, he didn't say the first one.
He didn't say the first one.
I want you to do the second one. He won't say it. He should say it.
Then he should say
it. Right, coming back to over here. Another interesting case over here as well, also, is the proper time for Abdullah really is Motzei Shabbos. As soon as it's Motzei Shabbos, that's the proper time for Abdullah. We normally do after Chol HaTonu first, and then we make Abdullah the case. And it's possible to Motzei Shabbos case, not like that. Is it possible to have Abdullah the case before getting married?
No, but
is it possible?
What?
Can it be that you have Abdullah ala Kais before Dabni Mariv?
Why not?
No, that case before you Dabni Mariv as well first.
Yeah.
The case before you Dabni Mariv first and you make Abdullah. I'm talking about now a case. Let's say it's Dach at 10:30.
Right.
Is it shy at 10:30, Hechatipsa, that you have Abdullah ala Kais first and you Dabni Mariv after?
So now we make
Abdullah,
but this is
the
before the
Dabni Mariv,
12
days.
So
the Yotza, like you said,
itself.
Same stuff. Or in the Yotza, let's say in the Yotza, it could be. Being Yotza is easy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It could be Yotza is easy, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Should be drink before Mariv, yeah. But the Moshe, let's say that case, that's really Ikad in no problem. Moshe, someone woke up late, for example. Let's say, I don't know what, he hasn't gone through, he goes to Shul, he has Abdullah long in Shul. He came very late to Shul, they're up to Abdullah already. So he has Abdullah first in Shul, and then Dabni Mariv. Really, make anything wrong with that.
If you Abdullah yourself first.
What?
Yourself.
I think Abdullah yourself first is the problem. I don't know if you can eat before.
You can't drink, yeah.
I'm not sure if you can drink before you Dabni Mariv. I'm not sure. L'chayra, that's more of a problem. Let's check it up. But that L'chayra is a bit worse. But L'chayra, if a person, let's say this case over here, it's possible to have a hikatips of someone who's been Yotza Havdollah first on a case, and then he's going to Dabni Mariv. It's not a theory, he can do that. We're saying something happened. We don't do that. The unfortunate experience is totally the topic. Mariv is more common than on a case, and therefore it's better to Dabni Mariv first. You're sort of saying the topic, and then make Abdullah the case. But I'm saying, if the person's stuck for some reason, he can't do that. There's only one Abdullah in the area, and he needs to hear the Abdullah before he's done married. He woke up late. He needs to hear the Abdullah first. He can technically listen to Abdullah first, be Yotza, and then afterwards he can done a marriage. Yeah, I can't tell you, it's a different thing. Yes, interesting point. That's what I'm talking. Because it's two things. There's one Abdullah ala Kais, and there's one Siyas ala Tonu to an Esra. You say, maybe that's the main thing. Abdullah ala Kais is the main thing.
So that and now the Tanya.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. It's funny that.
It's not such a brocha,
but I'm saying, I would have thought it's better to do that as well. To keep Takonis Chazal, to do ala Kais, and also to make Abdullah in Dublin. I thought that's the best thing to do. So Lachayah, that's what a person should do in such a case. Ideally, one does Mariv first, and then one does Abdullah. All right, please, I'll stop there.
What's the